C. An Early Illustrated History of the USA. The name America comes from the Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci, 1451-1512. He sailed to the New World after Christopher Columbus. You may have read that Columbus discovered America. This is not true. The people who first came to America were the ancestors of today's Native Americans. They came from Asia more than 20,000 years ago. Did you know that the Vikings came to America about 500 years before Columbus? In 1960, the Norwegian archaeologist Anna Stina Ingstar and her husband Helga Ingstar found an ancient Viking settlement on the island of Newfoundland. The settlement was only in use for a short period of time. Just think, if more Vikings had got as far as America, maybe there would be millions of Norwegian speakers in the USA today. Colonial times. Settlers from Spain, France, Sweden, Holland, and England began to arrive on the east coast of America at the beginning of the 17th century. In 1607, a ship full of English immigrants landed in what is Virginia today. The captain of the ship was called John Smith. You may have heard of him. He fell in love with the Indian princess Pocahontas, a story which has been turned into a Disney film. In May 1620, a ship with 102 passengers arrived at Plymouth in Massachusetts. They were religious refugees and became known as the Pilgrim Fathers. Local Indians taught them how to plant corn. In October 1621, the pilgrims celebrated their first harvest with feasting and games. Americans still celebrate the first harvest on Thanksgiving Day, and this is now a national holiday. Britain and France fought many wars in the 1600s and 1700s. They were fighting about who should control North America. The British Army fought against the French and against North American Indians between 1754 and 1763. The British won. By this time, there were 13 colonies altogether: Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. A new identity. In the 18th century, the colonists gradually started to feel like Americans. They wanted to create an independent country. The British, however, wanted to keep control of North America because they made a lot of money from the colonies. The Boston Massacre. In 1770, there was a demonstration against British taxes. 5 civilians were killed. After that, the colonists disliked the British even more. The Boston Tea Party. The colonists had to pay tax on tea from Britain. They drank a lot of tea. Some began to drink Dutch tea instead of British tea. So the British reduced the price of the tea they sent to the USA. The colonists felt it was still wrong to drink it. They were not British. Why should the British force them to pay taxes to Britain? On the 16th of December 1773, a group of men boarded some ships in Boston loaded with British tea. They were disguised as Mohawk Indians. More than 5,000 people watched them. The men threw more than $50,000 worth of tea into the harbour water. That is about the same as $1,102,000 today. War and Independence. On the 4th of July 1776, the colonists signed a document called the Declaration of Independence. This said that they wanted the colonies to separate from Britain. In 1783, the 8-year-long Revolutionary War ended. In 1789, the American Constitution became a reality. It is the oldest constitution in the world. Going West. In 1804, two famous explorers, Lewis and Clark, set off to map the USA from the east to the west coast. They and their team spent nearly 2.5 years travelling and drawing maps. They also studied the geology, botany, wildlife, and the American Indian tribes they saw on their expedition. Sacajawea, or Bird Woman, took part in the Lewis and Clark expedition. She was an Indian woman of the Shoshone tribe. Sacajawea gave birth to a son 2 months before the expedition. She carried her baby on her back and walked to the Pacific Ocean and back. Sacajawea helped Lewis and Clark to negotiate with Indian tribes. She also helped them to survive in the wild. In 1848, a lucky person found gold in California, and soon hundreds of thousands headed for the Pacific coast. Some businessmen then decided to build a railway across the USA. This made the journey from east to west quicker and more comfortable. There were Europeans all over the USA now. The Native Americans, however, had lost much of their land. Civil War. The northern states and the southern states did not agree about slavery. See Chapter 7. The North wanted to abolish slavery, but the South said that they needed slaves in the cotton fields. This led to the bloody American Civil War, 1861 to 1865. After 4 years, the North won the war and put an end to slavery in the USA.